They all began the same way, with a greeting, joyful, lively, and unbearably cute.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, it's Jesse. How was your day? I hope it's really good.
Next, the daily update. Not a single detail left out.
Oh, today we moved a lot of bags because all the bag trucks came. So now I'm really hot and sweaty because we just did all of that. I had grilled cheese for lunch. That was delicious. We also had parent panel, and the parents were so cute. They're actually the cutest things I've ever seen. I think, oh, we have this good touch, bad touch meeting later. It's like a guy that comes in and he tells us, like, what the appropriate place to touch a camper and what isn't. I saw a chipmunk. That was fun.
She would always wish me the best and hope that I was
having an awesome day.
But truthfully, my day was only good when I heard her voice and that hopelessly infectious giggle.
Stop working and call me back.
Summer jobs monopolized our time. I managed a cafe while she was counselor at a sleepaway camp. We couldn't talk during the day and our schedules usually conflicted at night. So we called, hoping for an answer, but expecting nothing.
Pick up. Please. Just kidding. Alrighty. Feel free to call. Bye.
Though we started the summer happily together, our time apart made us frustrated and sad. We yearned for the chance to see, hear, and feel each other. But that's the thing about distance. No matter how badly you want to be there, you can't.
I just didn't have it figured out to, like, call you or text you. Like, I literally, like, wish my camper is every second of this day. And, like, that might be, like, what it is tomorrow, which will suck. Whatever. I guess I will talk to you later.
We spoke less and less. It was easier that way. A phone call or text once in a while, it just wasn't the same.
Hi, that's me. I just wanted to call and say hi. It's weird we haven't talked in a while. I hope you have a good time at work. Hey, good night.
And when the summer was over, so were we. There was no breakup, no bitter fight, just sorrow and doubt, uncertain about our future.
Hey, we seem to be playing a terrible game of phone tag. But, I call you, maybe be around. I hope you're doing really, really fun things. Yeah, maybe talk to you tomorrow or some other time. All right, I will talk to you later.
The calls were less frequent. The stories were shorter. Her voice was sadder.
Hey, okay. Well, I guess the phone thing's not working. I guess I'll call you tomorrow if I can. I miss you a lot. Text me. Goodbye.